Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Head Miller. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
What's up, and it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this is your boy, Uncle.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number is 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Your boy Smooth coming live from UGS, you know what I'm saying? The Underground Society. Fuck the Illuminati.
UGS for life.
Yo, Black, why don't you show what the fuck it means to represent this shit? UGS for motherfucking life.
UGS for life.
Yeah.
Fuck with us, nigga. You getting crushed, nigga.
UGS for life.
You talk, nigga. Won't give a fuck, nigga.
UGS for life.
Yeah. Fuck with us, nigga. You getting crushed, nigga.
UGS for life.
Yeah. Think you talk, nigga. Won't give a fuck, nigga. These rap niggas, I'm allergic to them. I'm about to put a hurt into them. Leave them bloody like a stuck hole. Gangsta Crow told me to tell you, fuck y'all. When them bomb drops, casualty. You niggas sweeter than Elton John with cavity. Bad Black, let them know what's up. If I hurt you niggas' feelings, I don't give no fuck. This shit is from the hard mind. Don't make me rip you niggas apart, man. They chirping like some pigeon niggas. Wanna kill them niggas. Been through hell, I done weathered the storm. Ain't a motherfucking city I won't go to perform. I'll walk through your hood, I don't need no security. Stop the track, is you motherfuckers hearing me?
UGS for life.
Yeah. Fuck with us, nigga. You getting crushed, nigga.
UGS for life.
Yeah. Think you talk, nigga. Won't give a fuck, nigga.
I think a couple people want to know what the fuck UGS means. I think that summed it all up right there. Let me bring out my special co-host for tonight, Mac motherfucking J, right here in the Murder Master Music Show. Man, what's up, brother?
You know it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting over here rocking this shit. You know what I'm saying? I wish I was tall enough to climb up to the top of the arch and just start swinging on that motherfucker and let my nuts just bang back and forth on their motherfucking heads, dog.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're on the Murder Master Music Show.
Yes, episode number 44, man. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe already, man.
Yeah, you creeping up, man. Prayer's finna get this 50 on y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah,
real quick.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody doing it like that. Nobody.
No, not at all, man. Well, man, you put together a show for us tonight, man. You hooked it up, man. Why don't you tell everybody that's just tuning in who we got?
Yeah, man. See, like Monday, Press had DJ Paul on from 3-6 Mafia. And in the previous, we had Lord Infamous on who came through and said he down with the UGS and shit. And we had Coops the nigga on there. He said a couple things, you know what I'm saying, had us spinning around in circles and shit. But you know what I'm saying, it was all love and shit. So I felt like, fuck, the shit that Prayer's trying to do, I'm trying to help out the cause. So let me start hitting motherfuckers and off the shit I learned from you. And you know what I'm saying, the shit you telling us how to, you know, pretty much how to do shit and come in a certain way. So I just started, I've been hitting motherfuckers up. And I had a couple motherfuckers respond and shit, but some of them, they want to fake out. They want to get paid and all that shit. But like, fuck,
they
want
to get paid to come on the radio and get promoted.
Yeah. Yeah, but you ain't heard them on the radio, but they want us to pay them to come on the radio. You ain't even on the radio, but you want us to pay you to come on.
Yeah.
So
ain't no one looking for you. Ain't no one checking for you. You want us to pay you when we're trying to help legends and pioneers? Eat a dick. Tenfold.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. So then I just start hitting up other motherfuckers, and the first motherfucker that hit us up and responded to some shit I sent was Crunchy Black, and I can't be surprised, because if they picked up the magazine, they know my history in Memphis a little bit from the interview that Prayers conducted with me, and shit, it is what it is. Like, I was in Memphis, Black Haven side of town, and I always respected Crunchy. I was around them cats when they was down there doing that shit. He might not know me right off name, because there's so many Macs in Memphis, there's so many people named Jay everywhere, but I guarantee if he's seen me or something, he know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I said, well, no other than bring him on. We done had our other 3-6 Mafia members on. And Crunchy Underground, and everybody liked his shit. And he always stayed true to hard shit. Went through a lot of shit. And I figured, shit, no better than to bring on, especially if we, you know what I'm saying, doing Memphis Cats. You got to bring on somebody like Crunchy if they still out here doing shit.
Yeah.
And trying to be heard. This the show for that, for you motherfuckers that's listening. You talking about you ain't got no outlet. This is the fucking outlet, unless you on that swaggy shit or that other shit, that looking one way and looking the other way type shit. It probably can't go down.
I think we got our guest here right now, man. Let's see if this is Crunchy. Hey, is this Crunchy? Fam,
you know what? This is Nigga Martin. This is Nigga Martin. You hear me?
Uh-oh. Okay, Martini.
Who was that?
I heard a toilet flush.
That's the first I remember. I think we lost her. Hey, unknown caller, call in.
Whoever it was, man, make sure you wash your hands, man, if you was in the bathroom. I think I heard a toilet flush.
Please call in. Don't block your number. Your shit's blocked. Maybe you don't know it's blocked, but call back in. Let's bring on this. Hey, what's up, fam?
Come on.
Hey, what's up?
Hello? It's Crunchy.
Crunchy Black.
Hey, what
what's
it
up?
Is, Crunch?
How you doing, my brother?
It's Crunch, baby. Oh, it's all good, baby, man. I'm down with the clown, too, man. Fuck them other niggas, man. I don't know what you see. You hear me?
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. What's up? How you doing, man? Shit. We just bringing you
on
so the listeners can hear how you got it, man.
Man, I got it going good, man. You know what I'm talking about, man. Can't stop a soldier, man. A street nigga, man. It is what it is. Get it how you live or don't live at all.
But,
right.
Hey, first and foremost, man, I want to say, man, I'm glad you're here, because, man, if you're very close, you wouldn't be here right now. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm glad you're a soldier and you was able to survive that shit, man, for real.
I appreciate that 1,000, you feel me?
Yeah.
But you know, when you got God on your side, you ain't got to worry about these freak ass niggas that got a lot of hate in their heart. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Right, see, that's what's up, man, because everybody been wondering about you, you know what I'm saying? We seen a lot of the clips and the videos on YouTube and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of cats, even cats still in the M, they don't get a chance to know what's going on, so I felt it was proper to just try to reach out to some cats that was in my friends list on Facebook that's still out here doing this shit, and they don't nobody know that they doing it. This the outlet for you to let motherfuckers know what you're doing, so I felt it was a must for us to bring you on.
Hey, man, I sure appreciate some real niggas having another real nigga on their station, man, so we can pump these folks up and let these folks know, man, it's Crunchy Black, nothing come by his motherfucking self.
Man, we're happy to have you here, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks for coming through.
I'm glad to be on here, man. Let's just turn this shit up and get these folks ready for us, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, so what you got going on now since you've been... you ain't. I'm taking the United Memphis. Pretty much everybody know you out in Vegas and shit. So like, what you got going on?
Well, you know, I got this reality show for to get ready to get the popping. I'm going to film a trailer for it. And you know what I'm talking about, man? I got this album, Crunch Time. You know what I'm saying? Taking a bite out of suckers. You feel what I'm saying? I'm sick of these niggas trying to do like y'all say. How do you want to get paid to be on a radio show, nigga? Get some exposure, nigga. Stop thinking you're bigger than somebody, nigga. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm sending that hand out to you to give you some flavor, nigga. Take that flavor, nigga, and run with it. I appreciate y'all 1,000, my nigga.
Man, hell yeah, man, and I've been checking up on the shit, man, for real. So I shot it out there, and your people was on it. They replied right back, and I sent it to my people, and my people handled it how they did. And look, we got you live on the air. You live on the Murder Master Music Show, the only show that do this shit.
Yeah, man, I just appreciate it like a motherfucker, man. I want to send a big shout-out to the fan way before we get started, man, for being on my Facebook page, Twitter and everything, man. It's showing me much love, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for them, I probably would have been dead. I had so many folks playing for me, man. There's so many folks on my side with the wings and the halo, man. Hey, man, I'm still here. Now they don't turn it up or not. And these haters got to get a big bite out of suckers, man. We're taking a bite out of suckers, man. You understand me?
Right. I love that shit, man. That's that Memphis shit. For all you listeners that don't know, see, back in the day, Crunchy, see, I used to be in Memphis around 94, 95. I'm from the Kingsgate, dog. You know what I'm saying? I remember we used to come through the motherfucker and all that shit. Lil Ren and all them niggas, them my niggas, man. Them my folks over there, dog.
Yeah,
man.
You know, Ren part of my family in real life. You know what I'm saying? Little Memphis Black, that's my brother. T-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, pay all them niggas, man. I'm from right around there, dog. You know what I'm saying? Tell him Lil J from Chicago, dog, when you see him. And he'll know. But I remember when you cats was down in Memphis, man. We had Paul on the show on Monday night, and I had brung it up. I remember when y'all was in Memphis in the orange Sherbert Suburban on the motherfucking gold fat boys on their ass. When y'all had the Prophet Entertainment shit. That was the shit, man, for real. Y'all, and No Limit them was coming out. Y'all was No Limit before No Limit right there in Memphis, man. Y'all had the raw shit.
Right.
I'm telling you, man, for real. That's real shit coming from me to y'all. I always going to salute y'all on that because I was down there when y'all was doing that shit. I was going to Hillcrest and shit, you know what I'm saying? And motherfucker I was new to Memphis, coming from Chicago, you know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers embraced that shit, and motherfuckers was bumping, and I always thought y'all was... Some of y'all had that shit, man. Y'all could have took the whole world with what y'all was doing, for real.
Yeah, but you know, everybody on the team wanted a team player. You feel what I'm saying? So we got to have a whole team player. We got to have the coaches, and we got to have the receivers and the runners and everybody that want to do that. Like Paul said, there's too many balls and too many crosses and too many niggas want their own offense. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
That's what it is with this UGS. Every once in a while, you know, we go through some shit. We just got to fix it the best way we can, you know what I'm saying, and do what we got to do.
It's got to keep going, man.
Hey, you might remember me, man. I used to fuck with Street Masters magazine. I interviewed you a couple times with Nick Scarfo and everybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is
Scott, man. I used to write with Melvin, man. He was the owner of the magazine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we interviewed you a couple times. Had you on the cover, I believe, and everything. So that was a while ago, though.
No, it's all good, big bro. I appreciate you like a motherfucker. I appreciate you still got me on your mind, man. I appreciate you got me on your line, man. And I appreciate you reaching out. And it's helping me reach out to all the fans that want to hear from me, man. Especially when I miss the 10, motherfucker. Because that's all I represent is Memphis. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the bold. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's really
and then Crunchy, let me give you a shout out on this. And this coming from Mac J, who used to live in Memphis. I still be in Memphis from time to time because my folks still in that motherfucker, my mama, my brother, everybody. But when it come to that juking and shit, for you niggas that's listening in Memphis, when it come to juking and gangster walking on you weak-ass motherfuckers, you know Crunchy them when they was over in Black Haven them, because none of you niggas fuck with none of them on that shit.
Let me say one thing.
And you still bumping on them, huh? Hello? Did we lose them?
Yeah, yeah, I think we did.
You're bringing back in. Hold on.
Oh, I appreciate you, bro.
But yeah, but back in the day, man, I remember why we not to get off note, but going to Crystal Palace. Like if you watch that movie Hustle and Flow, and they out there at the Crystal Palace at the skating rink, that shit, the way it looked on the movie with a hundred, 200 motherfucking people out there just kicking it. That's how it really was. And these cats, man, when they used to come through in them years when I first moved down there, they was with it. They was really with it.
Oh yeah,
you said you was still bumping, juking on these motherfuckers.
I still got it right, you know me. I'm still in shape around this motherfucker. Nigga try to hit me in my leg, try to end my career and shit, but you know, I got God on my side, and I'm still jogging, I'm still exercising, I still got it, man. You know what I'm talking about? So if anybody want to go against country black and guys to walk in line, hey, man, step up and be a man, or a woman, and bring it to the door, man. I promise you, man, we can do this.
Right. And another thing I want to ask you on something. A few years ago, and shouts out to my homeboy Joe Gotti and shit, and your video kind of went viral. Crunchy Black talking shit, part one, part two on YouTube for the ones who ain't seen it. But when you was on there, I think this was right around the time when Spinners came out. You were still in the Mafia. You know what I'm saying? But for the cats that watched that video, if they really looking, it's really going down. Well, yeah, that's the real live direct video. How motherfuckers get down in Memphis. I always tell people if they want to know how niggas is in Memphis, I say watch that video. Y'all was in the motherfucking King's Gate all the way in the motherfucking back on their motherfucking ass. Yeah, you had the spinners on the shit, nigga, because I'm telling you, if you see me, you already going to know who you talking to right now. But there's so many niggas in Memphis named Jay. How many niggas call himself Max? So you already know. But if you see me, you already know who I'm talking about. I was around y'all when y'all doing that shit, man, because, shit, we was in the Kingsgate. I lived on Queensland and shit.
Yeah, we're on Queensland and they got, man, I know exactly
what you're
talking
about. Popping Jay right on the other side, you know what I'm saying, go to West 6. Back when the jumps was the Winslers, back before they was even the King Gate, when they were the Winslers.
Right before they just started clicking them all together and shit like that, because, you know, man, they got three different apartments hooked together now, so, you know, it ain't what it is. But
we hit the wall on their ass and keep going.
Yeah, man. Big shout out to the King Gates, man, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Joe Gotti, man, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Memphis, you know what I'm saying? Memphis 10, man, y'all already know what it is, man. Stand 10 toes down.
Hey, and for those of you listening, the next issue of Underground Society magazine is going to be about Memphis. We're going to have motherfucking legends like Crunchy in that motherfucker. So pick that shit up, undergroundsocietymagazine.com. But hey, Crunchy,
and it's only $2, too. That's it.
I got a caller for you, Crunchy, 304.
Hey, what's up, Crunchy? This is Abu King. Yeah, first of all, much love, and I'm glad that, you know, you're safe and good, and, you know, everything happens for a reason, and, you know, I hope that you gained some new insight from that. But I was wondering about this one album I have. I don't know if it's real or not, and I want you to finally, you know, put this myth to test. And I have this album. It's called Crunchy Black, The Blackness, and it was released in 2003. Is that real or is it fake?
Oh, that shit's fake, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I didn't put that out. Somebody tried to take it on themselves and put a album out on me. Just like, you know what I'm saying, my bosses did when they was the boss. They put out on my own and for me to you. But, you know, it's plenty much love to anybody who's doing the shit like that, man. I ain't going to hate on you. I'm just saying, man, when it comes to that money, I need my money if you make anything off of it. And if I don't get my money, then you got problems. You feel me?
Yeah, that's that Memphis 10. For real.
Because you have that On My Own and For Me to You, but those weren't released by you. Those were just released by Hypnotized Minds without your permission.
Yeah, you know, the Paul and Juicy used to let me get this understood. I love the shit out of Paul and Juicy to the day that I die. So ain't no hate for Paul and Juicy, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Paul and Juicy put them two albums on my own and For Me to You. You know what I'm saying? They punished me all my life when I was with them. They were going to do a solo album. They waited till I left and then tried to put the album out. I kind of felt like they tried to put the album out to make it seem like I couldn't do an album The album was gonna sound great. Wait till y'all get a hold to this crunch time, y'all, and see what I'm saying. Now, ain't no hating on them what they did, but it is what it is. Get it how you live or don't live at all. You feel me?
Yeah,
I feel you.
Hey, yeah, that's what it is. You got any more questions for him before we go up again?
No, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me, and you know, much love to you, Crunchy.
Much love to you too, bro.
Thanks for calling
in. Thanks for calling in and keep tuning in, man, because that's what we do over here.
Tell all your people.
I will.
Tune in. We finna have this motherfucker out the train. As long as they got me on the line, man, we finna have this motherfucker out the train, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hell
definitely.
Yeah.
We got area code 915. Let's see who's in the building over here. What's up, 915?
Hey, what's
915, what's going on?
Hey, Crunchy, what went down with you and Juicy?
Well, I know with Juicy, like I kept saying on the line, if you were listening, man, Juicy and Paul, man, they were my bosses, man. I love them niggas to the death. Do me part, man. You know what I'm talking about? I'm glad I'm still here with you. And so I ain't dead or no shit like that, but ain't no fine with us, man. It's love with us, and all the time, I don't know if they mad at me for leaving the group. But, man, you know, a grown man got to get out of him and do what he can do, man, nigga. You feel me?
Not to cut you off, Crunchy, but we salute that shit. That's one of the main reasons what made me hit you up, because you know what I'm saying? I always felt you was one of them type of guys, man. You know what I'm saying? So everybody done heard the stories about 3-6 Mafia and cats wasn't getting paid. And this, everybody going to say that when they leave the group and the group blow up. Everybody going to say they weren't paying me. That's why I left. They going to tell you what they was doing to make motherfuckers not fuck with them. That's how it be. You know what I'm saying? Like, the real motherfuckers see that shit. You see that shit. That's why, like, the video you did with Joe Gotti and them, that was around that time you telling Coop and them, like, you motherfuckers ain't getting this because you ain't doing this, but y'all telling their, you going to people that we don't know and telling them something like this, but just a month ago you was like this. So,
yeah, a whole bunch of lies. You ain't telling what you did to make Paul and just mad at you. You feel what I'm saying? In our contract, it said if you violate the contract, you'll terminate your contract yourself. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody who didn't leave, they did something probably do something, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. A motherfucker could come back on your radio station and say, Crunchy, he's fucking full of shit. He know them niggas was doing this, they were doing it. Yeah, they probably did it. But they did it after you did something. You feel
right,
what I'm saying?
Right. Hey, but to get on the lighter note, because I'm a hood nigga, though, for real. So, okay, y'all did what y'all did, not to just get so much. We're going to talk about some of the success now, you know what I'm saying? Like, because y'all did what y'all did, you know what I'm saying? And you went through the strife, and everybody going to go on there. But we're going to go into, I used to love to see, like, when y'all won the Oscar on a motherfucking ass, straight out of Memphis, a nigga juking, you know what I'm saying, running from the motherfucking police in Whitehaven or however motherfuckers do, for y'all to go and be on a worldwide stage and rep the town. That's the shit, man, for real. What was that shit like, man, for to be on the red carpet and you around all these motherfuckers and you know they looking at you like, look, at they probably couldn't stand the fact y'all won that shit that year. I don't give a fuck what people feel about y'all individually, but that's always something that motherfuckers can salute because they didn't let motherfuckers in, man, and y'all win, y'all got that shit. You hear me?
Yeah, man, I appreciate Frazier Boy for, you know, because, you know, Frazier Boy is the one that wrote $100 here for a pimp, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate him writing the song and getting us this much exposure to get the Oscar and shit. I appreciate Paul and Juicy for being, you know what I'm saying, on my side when they was on my side, you know what I'm talking about. It is what it is, though, man. And it feel real good to walk that red carpet and meet some people that I probably would have never met in my life. You feel what I'm saying?
Right, you out there grilling on their ass. You hear me?
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm sitting there looking at this shit like I used to see these niggas, man. They right there. Hey, everybody in the hood, when they seen y'all out there, dog, they feeling, man, y'all. If you don't never know it, you etched in time. So if you die today, you be gone. Y'all, you forever in the archives is what I call it. You know what I'm saying? You forever out here. Motherfuckers gonna remember that time when they tuned in. Like everybody be tuning in to the war shows. Guess who they seen on here? Crunchy was on this motherfucker. Paul Nunn was on here. The little motherfuckers in Memphis, the little kid that don't even know nothing about nothing, when they see that type of shit, if you represent it right, man, that one little kid, you might spark something that changed this whole motherfucking world, dog.
I'm trying to tell you, that was our whole game, is to keep on pushing it so other artists and other up-and-coming artists from Memphis can know. If you leave Memphis for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, man, you'll be somebody, man. We can't stay in one home, man. My neighborhood is all over, you feel me? I represent Memphis 10, North Memphis, South Memphis, West Memphis, Orange Memphis, you know what I'm saying? East Memphis, I represent that whole thing. But real niggas get out of Memphis, the world. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Go
ahead, bro.
We got to spread it all over the world, my nigga. You feel what I'm saying? And we got to also let so many people see us. You feel what I'm saying? For the up and coming artists, man, just get out for a little bit, man. You know what I'm saying? Take a little of your money, take your road trip, man, and see what the world got to offer you. Because, you know, we already know what Memphis got to offer us, and that's a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? But just once you get out and see what the world got to offer you, you'll be better, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Hey, Crunchy, we're going to play a song real quick, then we're going to come back. Can you hold the line for a few?
I'm not going to hold the line until y'all need to tell me to get off this motherfucker.
That's what it is.
That's
what it is.
That's what's up.
All right, here we go.
Master Music Show.
What it is, right? It's your motherfucking nigga LCB one more motherfucking time, right? It's a public service announcement, right? For all you bitch-ass niggas out here getting on these motherfucking CDs, you know what I'm talking about? Holla, you got bricks and shit. Holla, tell a key. Holla, 16-5, whatever the fuck you want to say here, nigga. You better watch your motherfucking back. Crunchy, he be on that robbing. Real nigga, keep that shit back in.
flagship right there. Man, I don't even want to give out the number, man. I can't even see the board with all you motherfuckers calling and wanting to talk to Crunchy tonight. But fuck it. Here it goes. 714-409-0548. That's 714-409-0548. We got Crunchy Black up in this motherfucker. My co-host, Mac J. What's up, Crunchy?
How did it do?
Man.
It's all good. It's all good. That was that big boy Robin off my new album, Punch Pool, taking a bite out of suckers. Y'all already know what time it is. Mr. Ten, stand up, ten toes down.
Now, Crunchy,
yeah.
Man, last time I saw an interview from you, actually it was a couple months ago, when you got shot, you had your jaw wired. How long was it wired for?
Yeah, my jaw was wired for about 4 or 5 months, you know what I'm talking about? I had to, around 4 or 5 months, I had to keep it on there so I can get myself back together. Now I'm back together, man. You can't tell I've been shot, and you can definitely hear it in my voice. I ain't mad about it, you know what I'm saying? You got to go through
yeah.
the pain to get to the good. Maybe I'm getting to the good right now.
Yeah, yeah. And so you out in Vegas now? Because some of the cats
in
Louis, they be wondering where you at, man.
Yeah, I'm in Vegas just for a minute, man, to get this deal, man. You can't sit in Memphis and get a deal, man. So if everybody's sitting in Memphis and they rough and they think they're going to be able to be worldwide, it's not going to work, my nigga. You got to get out there and see some more people and do some networking. You feel what I'm saying? And
yeah.
You got nothing to do with it because you leave Memphis for a couple of years or a couple of months, my nigga, to get yourself greater. Hey, man, I don't mean you don't love your city. You ain't ripping your city. Memphis 10 to the fucking day that I die.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel that same way. Like I said, I moved down there when I was a senior in high school, and I moved right down there in the thick of some shit in Black Haven, and I went to Hillcrest, and we ran from the motherfucking police. We had beef with niggas that stayed in other apartments and shit, and I fucked with niggas in the courtyards, the Spring Creek, the Brookwood. That's how I met Gangsta Pac years ago, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas was, and when I tell people, one thing about Memphis rap, I want to let the listeners know. One thing about Memphis rap, all the guys that y'all see from Memphis is real street guys. It ain't been not man one rapper that came out of Memphis, whether niggas had beefs with each other or whatever. You ain't never heard nobody saying one Memphis rapper was a fake ass nigga. He might not have liked this nigga or that nigga, but every Memphis nigga in their area, they hold their own. They you know. Shit, they all kings around that motherfucker. If you want, shit, they say Elvis was the king, but it was already motherfuckers in Memphis doing shit before all that shit happened. So my question for you right now is like, what's your best time of the era of Memphis rap? Because you consider one of the legends. You from one of the earliest groups that's worldwide, not even nationwide no more. I remember y'all used to always scream nationwide. Y'all worldwide.
Yeah,
we're
worldwide now. Yeah, man, good time for me in Memphis, man, you know what I'm talking about? Really, every day in Memphis was a good time for me, you know what I'm saying? And every this music shit, you know what I'm talking about? I loved it when we came out with Teddy Club, you know what I'm saying, the nationwide, the worldwide way, you know what I'm talking about? And all that good shit. Really, right now, I'm fucking with Young Dolphin, you know what I'm saying, Yo Gotti, all them niggas. I just like to send a big shout-out to them to let them niggas know that I know how I feel about how you feel about the situation, man. If we can all shine together, if we represent Memphis 10 and try to stick together, my nigga. That's all it is, my nigga. On some real shit, man. I fuck with everybody in the city, even if they don't fuck with me. And there's a lot of niggas that don't fuck with me because they know I'm good or motherfucker every goddamn day. You feel what I'm saying? But it is what it is.
So what I'm thinking, like, because it's a new day with it, like, say if we had you on the show with a Gangsta Pac or a Skinny Pimp or something, y'all could round table and reminisce, y'all might be able to come up with some new shit fucking the game up. Like, do you still deal with other artists from the town, or is you out in Vegas and you got the hard hitters and everything and y'all doing y'all shit, you know what I'm saying? Or is it...
Well, you know me, I ain't never been fucked, nigga. I ain't never been that nigga that ain't willing to help. I can't say I don't represent Memphis. I don't really represent Memphis. I got Skinny Pimp on my new album, Crunch Time, taking a bite out of suckers. I got Gangsta Black on that album. I got Lil' Fly on that album.
See, that's what I was just about to ask you next. You just answered my next question, because I was going to ask you about Flying Black. Like, do you, cause
yeah,
you, you, Fly Black, Coop, and motherfucking, and Gangsta Boo, I always fuck with y'all out the crew, you know what I'm saying? Like, if motherfuckers ask me, like, when y'all had the little bone shit going on and put the, you know, niggas come up in their mind with, cause see, y'all had groups, y'all had the Kazi, y'all had K-Rock, y'all had T-Rock, y'all had Project Pat, how many motherfuckers y'all had? My little cousin, Droopy Drew Dawg, he used to fuck with y'all too, y'all had Endo G, y'all had M-Child, y'all had... Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Them my folks, man. And y'all had this.
Yeah, we had a lot of motherfuckers on there. It was a much shout out to all the niggas who just named. You know what I'm talking about? I want everybody in Memphis, if they listen, and I want everybody on the world to know that Country Black is not the fuck nigga. Country Black is not the nigga that came to Vegas and started dissing Memphis or talking about Memphis. I represent Memphis, and I represent everybody that's in Memphis. I mean, everybody. I don't give a fuck who you is. You could be the junkie on the corner, nigga. I represent you. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the bold.
Hey, Crunchy, I'm going to play a small little mix that was sent to me tonight by a couple of your fans. You know what I'm saying? King Abu and my brother Dome, they sent me this mix. It's going way back, man. I want to get your thoughts after we play it.
All right.
I knew it was on a Sunday night. A nigga hit his call back. He said he had a job for what to do to meet him at the hardest on Lamar. And them a fat, my girl beat me. She told me if I was on his fucking way, he hit me on the Sega phone. Me balling down far away. All rolled up, finished everything. I jumped in the back and fired up a doozy, man. That's when look for it, man. How we gonna cut them hoes, take them hoes, put them in the service, huh? Drop them in the mirror, dump pussy lips in his shoes. Dump them in the river, fool, towel rope, round his soap, drag them with the fucking boat. Crusty black, and ain't no hoe, nigga, you don't hear me though. Easy come, easy go, easily I shoot you, hoe.
It all happened one night, a nigga couldn't sleep. I'm lying in the entrance, sweat from my head to my feet. My body disfigured, I start to change form. I can't believe it's on again, a demon reborn. I get 100 pounds bigger, kinda like Harry. Look under the mattress, what weapon should I like carry? The machete got me crazed like a cannibal. Clothes ripped up, running wild like an animal. Through the dark cuts of my area, Cooper gave a nightmare, but Crunchy Black Mysterio, I bury ya. Bitches alive, I'm dropping dirt in your face.
The 666 got a kind of flash, you bitches, your murder, no trace of blade.
Killer with grenades,
tightly grip some ticks. Remove your head from your neck and dick.
The house will flock up like me every time.
Allah,
murder on my mind, bitch.
It's Crunchy Black, the demon child, another mystery made. Another saint who set it up, another nigga in his grave. I'm constantly scoping at you niggas with that Bible shit. You think I'm straight, bitch, I ain't straight, I'm out to get your shit. My Smith and Wesson teaches lesson for you, honey ho. Just drop it out, you won't feel pain unless you don't do it told. But if you got your fucking pistol and you think you can beat the 3-6 Mafia, nigga, try your luck and we will see. But this most likely to lose your life, and I'm in a win. I'm smoking out, I'm living lies off all your devil's in. The devil told me I can get away with all your shit. I ain't just said, don't make him turn you into a lonely shit. Since you're for 6, it's in my blood, you know the devil's right. Talk to me up in a everything, we dodging our blue light. We so straight, we smoking out our whole motherfucking crew. We show no love for lemon, suck a trick I thought you knew.
Here we go, that's just a small sample of the massive catalog that Crunchy Black has right there, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate it, Dome, appreciate it, Abu King. I'm going to bring back Crunchy again. What's up, my brother?
Oh, it's all good, man. You know what I'm saying, man? I appreciate that for whoever put that together like that, man. Every city I go to, I got so many fans, man. They take every song that I don't ever rap on and put my verses on there and nobody else's verses. They only put my verses, and I've been saying that shit in every city I go to. So much love to all the fans that they're thinking about me and, you know what I'm saying, want to see me doing good, my nigga.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm over here joking and shit. I'm especially the first song, though. That was my shit. Easily I'll rob you, ho. I gotta touch him. You hear me? That's that shit, man. Yeah, I was there when y'all was first releasing that shit. My nigga Larry, shouts out to him, used to own a music aquarium right there on Winchester and Kazaza. He died a few years ago.
But
that's where we used to get the tapes, man. That's where we used to buy y'all shit, man. For real.
Hey, yo, man,
but you
got to
call her right now.
815.
All right, all right. Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, we can.
First off, let me shout out my homie, Mac J.
What's good?
Crunchy Black, let me shout you out for being the first nigga to bring the gangster walk to national television.
Yeah. You hear me?
I shall appreciate that.
And I want to take you back to... I used to roam around Memphis. I've been down in South Memphis, Engle Street, Person, Dyson, back when Lil Craig first started running around. I take you back to the time where DJ Paul used to ride around with the old Cutlass and the Chucky painted on the hood. I've been fucking with y'all since back then. You've been the realest nigga in that group from day one. I stand on that. Keep doing your thing, my nigga. And my nigga Jay, you already know what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
My nigga Crunch, they got your info. My clothing line will be popping within the next month, and we going to bless you and send some stuff out your way, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got a couple of videos I'm finna work on right now. I guess they supposed to have three songs they playing on the radio from a new shit. Never Seen a Girl and Big Boy Be Robbing and Banger Ho. And I got the two videos I'm finna do, Never Seen a Girl, Banger Ho. If you get the clothes to me in enough time, quicker fashion, I promise I'm gonna wear that shit inside the video, my nigga. And I'm finna show you some love.
Yes, sir, my nigga. Love to you too, my nigga. Keep doing
it. Who this, Ty? Is this Ty?
Yes, sir. This me, baby.
Oh, okay. What's up with it, man? Thanks for calling in, dog. Yep.
Yes, sir, man.
Yep.
Y'all keep doing your thing. And shout out to your mans. I apologize not knowing your name, my man, but you know what
Fred.
I'm saying? I'm calling in and put
much love. Much
record.
Love, brother.
Yeah,
all day
long.
Yeah, we got, let's see who we got here. We got, we got 702, man. It's your neck of the woods right now. Let's see what's popping.
702?
Hey, how you doing?
Am I on or what?
Yeah, you're out right now. You're right now, Crunchy Black.
Oh, what's going on?
It's Mr. What's up with it, though? I'm with Hard-Hitting.
Okay.
I apologize to my boy, Crunchy Black. What's up, B?
Oh, it's all good. That's Mika Marquee right there. That's one of my artists on my new label, Hard Hit Money Gang. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? We got Mika on the line, one of my artists. You know what I'm talking about? All the way on the 702 where I'm at. But right now, she in Kansas City doing it like she do it. Yesterday was her birthday. We want to send a big shout-out to her. Happy birthday again. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, happy birthday. Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Getting it how we live, and we ain't living it all, and we ain't gonna get it how we live. She got a new clothing on, knickknacks, you know, I'm talking about y'all don't see that in one of these videos, too. Got the girls rocking her toes, but this Mika Marquee, one of my artists on my new label, Hard Hit Money Gang, Double HMG.
Yeah, that's that Hard Hitters Money Gang, right?
Oh, yeah, that's the Hard Hit Money Gang, Double HMG.
Oh yeah, we definitely gonna rep y'all.
We so appreciate it, man. Everybody got video. We finna get ready to drop. We dropping billboards all over the world. You feel what I'm saying? We got the TV commercial. We finna get ready to drop. You know what I'm talking about? It's just finna be a big movement with this Hard Hit Money guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, Crunchy, because I always been a fan. But I think I had met you before I had, because, see, when I had moved to Memphis, that's when the Mystic Styles really just popped. See, that was the best era of Memphis rap to me. Even though Flying Black wasn't with y'all then, Black came back for a minute. But to me, when Skinny Pimp dropped the album, y'all had the motherfucking Mystic Styles. Then y'all had the motherfucking Live By Your Rep. Y'all was going in on Bone and shit. You know, that was real time. The Killer Klan had that motherfucker came out. Skinny Pimp had to Give Me Some Army. You know what I'm saying? Memphis rap was on some shit. Every niggas had some shit. Endo G and them, they had the Cloud 9 click. Cause see, I used to fuck with some Cloud 9 niggas. MVP, Mitch, all them motherfuckers. Teal and them started popping out. 8 Ball, MJG. Memphis is etched in stone, man. And you one of them guys, man.
You know what I want to do?
One of them guys.
I want to have a show, Crunchy. I want to have a show where we have one, a member of Do or Die or Snipers from Chicago, a member of 3-6, and a member of Bone Thugs and Harmony do a round table, man. Would you be down for something like that? That's what the fuck I'm talking about, man.
I'm down for anything, my nigga. I ain't got no hate in my heart.
That's what's
up. My nigga. And if I still have a problem with somebody back then and they feel like they want to swap the problem and be mean about the situation, I'm big enough to stand up and be a man back with them. So let's get your round table started, brother.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. We had Gangsta Pat, JT Money, and Gangsta Nippon a couple weeks ago, man. That shit was crazy.
Yeah,
you know I'm saying? Three eras, three different legends, you know what I'm saying? Three reasons.
And it was live for me, Press, because you brought me on. And Pat, I met Pat kind of sort of, I know Pat the same way I know Crunchy. Like, it's mutual friends that we have that, you know what I'm saying? I ain't finna try to just be all in the squad like that, but it's mutual friends that motherfuckers share. And I done ran across cats, and they be like, oh, this the Jay you talking about, Chicago Jay. Okay, I remember that little nigga. You know what I'm saying? But now we a little older now. We got different avenues now. So, and what we doing, it's still cats like you that's still out here that's still making music. And you got a lot of fans. They might not even know you making music. This is where you can come and let a motherfucker know what you got going. The only way you can is if you on that swaggy shit, if you on that, you know what I'm saying? If you a man
tight.
Trying to be on some of that fun boy shit.
Yeah, like I said, if they on that bullshit, and we know, I know y'all had a bunch of niggas on that bullshit, but we got a win for them. We got a whole motherfucking fan for them. Kill yourself, nigga.
hey, cause you said that on that, you've been saying that for years, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool everybody's saying it now, but I remember you used to been telling motherfuckers that. And another thing you used to tell these motherfuckers, you used to tell them, and I still say this shit. I tell my kids sometimes, you lost in the motherfucking sauce.
You lost in the motherfucking sauce, yeah.
You hear me? You lost in the motherfucking sauce. Yeah, because if you get it,
we got 9-2 on the line. What's up? I think this is Tam. What's up, Hen?
Hey, what up, fam? What's up, Perez? What's up, Mac?
What up with a hen here?
Shit, Crunchy Black, what's going on, homeboy?
it's good, big hen. What's going on with you, baby?
Shit, man, I just, basically, man, I don't see you out there fucking with Sean Kingston or none of these other clowns. So, basically, I want to ask you, how do you feel about where the Memphis rap scene's been gone, you know, been going since the early Triple Six days? How you feel about, you know, the direction it's taken?
2015,
well, I think everybody still needs to try to, you know, join together and do some music together and stop thinking they bigger than the next guy. And I know right now, you know, I've been listening to Young Dolph. You know, Young Dolph, he's been representing the Memphis. He's one of the new cats that's coming up, if y'all know. And, a couple more of them cats in Memphis. I just think everybody needs to stop shooting and arguing with each other, my nigga, and try to get some money, my nigga, because that's the only reason we in this game is the money. We ain't in it for the show, no matter who's bad. You know, if you want to see a nigga being bad, look at the first 48, my nigga. We on TV every day, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
Hell yeah.
A nigga ain't got to act bad at first no more. It's time for us to get to the money, my nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. No doubt. I mean, Memphis, the way I look at it is Memphis is, you know, that's one of the places out of all the major cities that do, you know, that have musically inclined artists that are still doing real music. You know, we got a lot of these other places like ATL and in Cali and shit that are going really, really fucking soft. And, you know, I commend y'all for that, doing that, you know, keeping it real like that. So, you know, much love.
No, we appreciate you a lot, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, listen, we're going to stay gangsta all our motherfucking life. That's not why the summers don't get along. You know, when the summers don't get along, but, you know, we need to leave the bullshit alone and get this money together, man. So we come together, man, we'll see way more money than we've been seeing. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck these hoes, man. So those hoes going to come and they say money is the power. You feel what I'm saying? So let's get this money out.
I'm saying, like, if y'all come out with a, and we had Paul on the show Monday night, you know what I'm saying, and I said it then, but if y'all ever came out with an album when it was Prophet with the orange Suburban, the orange Sherbert on the gold things, if y'all came out with that whole crew y'all had then and make an album right now, it's fucking the game up, dog. And if I would have, you know, everybody could have won that Powerball last month. See, if I had to hit that shit, that would have been some shit I would have entertained, because I got multi-millions. Because I know as soon as y'all put an album like that together, just in the city alone, in the region, just the region, man, I'm telling you, if you got Coops Nigga, Lord Infamous, Lil Chat, Player Fly, Gangsta Boo, who else? The Killer Clan, all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Skinny Pimp,
King of the Players Ball Time. You put all of them on there, all of them on one album, just one album. Y'all can make a double disc, because everybody make double discs. Nah, shit, we can rap. You can make a double disc in 4 or 5 days if you really want to. But if y'all was to do some shit like that, I'm telling you, you gonna fuck the game up, man. You gonna fuck the game up, man.
All we need is some of them niggas to start rapping about something else, because, you know, we only did that devil shit just so we can get out there. So for the niggas who still call it, they represent the devil, and they still sound like they still in that devil mode. You feel me? Hey, man, it's a whole new, era, man.
Yeah.
G.O.D. in the building, my nigga. You know what I'm talking about? So leave
right.
The devil shit alone and just rap, my nigga. Everybody in the group, everybody in the clique know how to rap. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving this big shout out to Cooper, nigga, because I heard his album. He still sound like he sound when he way back up. You just played a brand new song for me, and I don't sound like I sound on that Saturday with 3-6 Mafia. I got the same voice, but my rap skills all got a little bit better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You got to grow. Don't stay.
Yeah, you elevating your
stuck,
shit.
Don't,
yeah, bringing your shit to a whole nother level.
Yeah, come on with them, come on, you know what I'm saying? I'm not dissing Coop, I'm just saying, man, you still sound like you sound when we was little. You feel what I'm saying?
All right. Hey, Crunchy, can I ask you one more, this is a real nigga question, street nigga question. You know what I'm saying? Because I haven't seen you before.
Cool.
What's it like being a nigga from Memphis, right? You know what I'm saying? You was with 3-6 Mafia, a worldwide known group. Y'all out here doing your thing. Y'all don't want Oscars. You know, you didn't probably sat right next to Denzel or some shit like that. What's it like being and you a hood cat, coming from the hood, going to Vegas now as a different guy, and the perception that you got to receive from, because you moving to another area. So the same way you love Memphis, it's cats in Vegas that love Vegas like how you love Memphis. So what's it like being a nationally known artist, but on an independent level, underground level, trying to get back out here in the game? What's it like going to that area? What's the kind of love or the feedback you done received? Like, we know about the incident, but you done made it past that, so I'm not talking about the incident. But what's it like now for the hard hitters and Crunchy Black for presenting his shit out here for these folks to jump on it?
It's been real good for me, man. You know what I'm saying? That was just a group of niggas that got mad because they didn't want me to be their boss. I gave them a chance to be on my label. They didn't want me to be the boss. They didn't want to listen to my employees that I got on the label, running the label with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to leave them alone. And then I was going to go on tour. They thought I was going to leave, you know. But everybody else on the 702, man, loved me to death, man. It's just a handful of them niggas that about to kill themselves. You see what I'm saying? Everybody else in the 702 they telling me how much they still with me and hugging me like they've been knowing me all my life, and they hoping that I'm still here and I ain't dead. So it's been pretty good for me, big boy. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. I'm about to say, because, shit, today I just found out I'm off this probation. I had 5 years. They let me off three months early. So I'm like, shit, I'm going to start taking trips now. And I might be out in the 702, and I just, you know, shit, you never know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, what's it like for you to...
Check it out. When you come to the 702, and whenever you decide to call, you know, you got my manager number, man, and I want to shout it out on the phone so everybody can have my number, even though I don't really give a fuck. You feel what I'm saying?
You're right.
But get my number from the manager, my nigga, and give me a call. Well, before you call me, text me and let me know it's you. You know what I'm saying? And when you get down here, man, I can show you some love, man. We get out, go with company, casino, you know what I'm saying? Talk to company, you know what I'm talking about? Do what we do,
right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. But that's how we do it over here at UGS, man. We support the cats that's still out here getting it. We ain't fucking with none of that swaggit shit. And when I say swag it, like these motherfuckers that you know, they don't pay homage to where it's supposed to be at. That don't mean you're supposed to put me on because you on. But what I'm saying is, like, show some motherfucking respect, and you young motherfuckers get out of line, you get checked. Like, how you supposed to get checked? We be fake motherfuckers if we didn't do what we do. So when motherfuckers say, oh, y'all just hating because y'all doing this, man, we ain't hating. We be weak motherfuckers if we didn't check motherfuckers when they get out of line. When you get out of line, you get checked.
We got to defend our era. You know what I'm saying? We got to defend the Sebos, the Gangsta Nips, the Crunchy Blacks, the Spice Ones. That's the shit we came up off of. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do, man. I got 510 in the area on the line right now. What's up, bro?
What up, 510?
510, they gone? Where he at?
I grabbed him.
Yeah.
510. See, look, the thing about UGS, we worldwide with this shit, nationwide. So we got motherfuckers calling from all different spots, and you never know. It's motherfuckers that screaming this shit, and we fuck with y'all, man.
I got a guy right now on the internet, my homeboy DJ Sprite, out of Philly. He's asking me if I send you a beat, will you rap on it? Will you do a freestyle?
Listen to me. Telephone, yes, I will. But please don't be on the internet and all that shit talking about, man, take my beats off from my off this song and all that old shit. If you want me to do it, I do. You can send it to my email and I promise I do. But let's not have a phone on after I do it, because I've been taking beats from niggas and niggas been behind the back. You can go on the Facebook page and they get mad about.
Yeah,
you know,
that's probably how they dropped the album without it even being you. Just acting like they you.
You feel
that's
what
how
I'm
they
saying?
Shit.
So if he really wants me to get on one of his beats and jam on that motherfucker, and I got this new mixtape I'm gonna get ready to drop, 0 Understanding, I'll make sure to make that mixtape, man. And hey, man, we'll show some love to him. They're trying to let me have a fun with him. I gotta do it.
Right,
yeah,
because
real
and
shit.
I will vouch for that, because I hit Crunchy them up the other night when we had Paul on, because I just thought about him while we had him on the air, and his people hit me right back. So if you real about your shit, hit the man up, hit UGSforlife.com up, you know what I'm saying? Check out the magazine, get that motherfucker. It's only $2. Hey, Crunchy, check it out, man. It's some nice shit. If motherfuckers like Murder Dog back in the day, you ain't seen nothing yet, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you was really getting magazines and doing shit and checking out on these motherfuckers, these, like the dude that called in earlier today, he knows so much of your shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you still got fans out here. So for the cats that's still doing it and they say they ain't got no outlet, this is where it's at, UGSforlife.com. You can hit us up. You know what I'm saying? We got emails on that. All the links to every show we do is right there. So you can't say you didn't see it. It's right motherfucking there.
Yeah. So all y'all niggas need to start getting lost in the sauce, man, and y'all need to get a hit to the UGS, man, and let you folks know, man, you know what I'm saying? Like he said, it ain't no $2, my nigga. You're giving these fake ass promoters more than that, and they ain't doing nothing for you, man. Hey, man, so get in the chat, man. It is what it is, man. Stop playing. We got a real nigga movement, man. We got together, man, the UGS, we got a real nigga movement. And all we're trying to say, man, let's do it like we do it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, and I salute you for that, Crunchy, though. For real. For real.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Right, and look, he all the way in Vegas, and he's still Memphis 10 to the heart. But when I hear you talk, dog, you Memphis, man, for real. These motherfuckers don't know. You ain't never been to Memphis. I'm damn near promoting Memphis right now, cause go to Memphis, check it out. I'm telling you, they should give me some money for saying come visit. And I ain't talking about, cause Beale Street won't never be the same.
I'm trying to tell you, man. All they gotta do is go check out Memphis, but I'm just saying it's something here y'all can't go to without a real nigga on your side. So you know what I'm saying? Keep your real nigga, man. Memphis is like a motherfucker in Memphis, man. Y'all feel going to 348. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Y'all see what it is. Y'all hear all this music, little flag games for black. Y'all hear skin and pimp. Y'all hear your goddy, man. Y'all hear everybody, man. We still good with that shit, man. You know what I'm talking about? It is what it is, man.
If you can't hold the line just for a few more minutes, we'll bring you back on and just ask you a couple more questions. I'm gonna play this song right here.
I'm on your line
until
you kick me off this motherfucker.
Yeah, we live. Tune in, Murder Mass Music Show live with Crunchy Black.
714-409-0548. That's what it is. That's what it is right here. UGS for Life, Murder Master Music Show. This is my homeboy DJ Villain featuring Koopsta and C-Rot, produced by my brother J-Dot of Laid Back Entertainment. Check this shit out. This is called Underdog right here on the Murder Master Music Show.
Like it's a joke, damn, that crime, that motherfucker say no. got the jungle, yeah. Take the broken for the cheese, man, yeah. Cheese, man. Got a mix molded, 10 grand a week, grand a fee, man. Push my ass off in the studio, yeah. My P.O. Take my urn, they wanna try to rip me, ho. Dead ho, I'm tired of being the underdog all my life. Get it right, I wanna have them blue diamonds and headlights. Dead ho, I'm tired of being the underdog all my life. Get it right, I wanna have them blue diamonds and headlights.
Have y'all been doing these past few Saturdays, man, around 7 p.m.? Don't answer that. Let me guess. You loser-ass motherfuckers that haven't been doing shit. And your plans, man, let's be honest about ourselves, man. Your plans probably ain't gonna be changing in the near foreseeable future. So why don't you spend your Saturdays kicking with me and my constituents, man, on KFYB, only on UGS Radio. We're doing it live so you can call in, share your opinion, your complaints, and I'll tell you that you ain't shit. And their music... Man, we do that shit on Wednesdays, every fucking genre you want. So kick with me, man. KFYB, UGS Radio.
Yeah, we back here on the Murder Master Music Show. If you're just tuning in right now, we got the motherfucking one and only Crunchy Black. You know what I'm saying? Special co-host Mac J. Man, this is what it is. UGSforLife.com. What's up, man? Yeah.
Every time I hear that KFYB, man, make sure y'all tune in, man.
Every Saturday
night, the same time as this show. Crunchy, if you want to laugh and just roast motherfuckers and just go in on motherfuckers, the same number y'all just called tonight. Call that motherfucker on Saturday night at the same time. That's what the fuck we do. If you got feelings, leave them at home. Check them.
I'm most definitely going to be on that Saturday, so you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you now, I'm going to be in the building, so I'm going to have my manager hit y'all up. I'm going to be in the building. Let me say one more good old thing. I just tried to say something about Coop, and I want to take all that shit back. You feel what I'm saying? Coop just jammed like a motherfucker on my nigga ass.
Yeah, he just bumped on that shit, man.
Man, that nigga just
bumped
like a motherfucker on
the
ass, man.
That's our people, man. Laid back. They're out of Canada, man. You guys are one of their biggest influences, man. They, you know what I'm saying? They got a whole movement up there, man, and the motherfuckers.
And I guarantee you they might send you some beats, Crunchy, now that they got the info. Them same dudes, Laid Back, shout out to them. They up in Canada, man. So if you see them, they UGS affiliated, and they, you know what I'm saying, they represent, man. And
I'm
they look
UGA
up to y'all,
too,
like
Fred said. Yeah, I'm usually affiliated too, my nigga. So it is what it is. I don't hear me shouting that shit a little more than y'all been hearing. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting this shit all on song and everything. I'm part of the team now.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
you,
what's that's up. What the fuck I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
We need more motherfuckers like you, you know what I'm saying, down with the squad. You know, we got JT Money, like I said. We got Nip. We got Pat. You know what I'm saying? We got motherfuckers all over the globe. Of about 15 different countries. So, man, it's a huge honor to have you come on board and rep this shit with us, man. We're going to rep your shit, too, as well.
Man, I'm on board, man. And I ain't got no hand with nobody. Y'all just mine. So if y'all got anything going on, y'all need y'all boy in the building, man. Hey, man, give a big shout-out to my manager, man. And let's see if we work something out, man, so we can do what we do, man.
Yeah, I love that shit.
That's real shit right
there. Did y'all get that song called Bozo?
Yeah, we got that song, man. We're going to rock that out tonight sometime for sure. You know what I'm saying? We're definitely going to be playing that, you know. Anything you drop, send my way. Anything you drop, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or anything y'all got up and coming. Because we got people all over the country. So you might be in this city or that city. And shit, we get the word out there. Hey, look, Crunchy Black, here in your city right now, y'all better show the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we do over here. We a conglomerate of motherfuckers that's from all around that just be on some real shit, and we ain't fucked up about that swaggy shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing we ain't on.
We're not fucking with the swaggy shit, because y'all got the swaggy shit, then me and Austin and Frost, so you need to get the real big stone is bigger than a pot if you can't find it.
Hell, motherfucker, yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna play Bang a Hole here in a minute, but first I'm gonna play a little sample of my beat. Well, this is my guy Sprite Beat. I was telling about affiliate. He's down with the squad too, man. Definitely want you to check out his production as well. I'm just gonna play a little sample of it right here, right now. Sprite Beats.
All right.
Man, let's let that shit ride a little bit, man. Crush, kill that shit.
Let that shit ride. Let that shit ride.
That's what I'm talking about, man. We got access to beats all day from 4 or 5 days. We got to shout my brother Skinny Man. You know what I'm saying? If you ever need beats too, man, Skinny Man's the guy. He's out of Minnesota. We'll play some of his shit in a little bit.
People still looking for them classic guys, man, from... You know, we done had several of them on the show, and you one of them. So, like, we always got to let you know, like, because a lot of people might not know y'all still making music. You know what I'm saying? So, for y'all to come out, man.
I'm doing this shit to the day I die, my nigga. You know what I'm talking about? So, if anybody got beats, man, you know what I'm talking about? Send them to my boys. My boys are sending to my manager. Make sure you attach the email to it. So, my manager can send you some paperwork to say he's saying I can use their beat, and we ain't gonna have no problem. I gotta get this using your beat.
Yeah, you heard that, Sprite, man. Get that shit over to me. I'll get it over to dude, and let's handle the shit, you know what I'm saying? Do what we got to do. But, you know, we're going to take another caller before we play this bang hole, man. This is my brother, you know what I'm saying, God Killer 6 out of the Bay. 510,
yeah.
Man, you're on the line with
my brother, too,
man. UGS for life.
Yo, and it's a joke, brother. That would be my brother, too.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Hey, Amy. Dude, Rod Talk Radio, you owe a fuck a month again. I'm sick of this goofy horse shit when I'm calling and no one can hear me and I'm talking to myself until no one says it. And then when I host my fucking show, I give you Amy. That's another free fucking month. I'm sick of it. You know, Amy?
Hey, I see Crunchy. This is our co-host on Saturday nights right here. God,
let me get a Steve or a Bob or Andy, Amy. Why don't you flip your fucking whole ass down and give me someone who can fucking talk properly and handle business like a body, bitch?
Yeah.
Anyway, man, what's up with it, man? What up, friends, man? What up, friends?
Yeah, what's up with it,
man? It's over in the car.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. It's okay when you be calling. Sometimes when you be calling in, you gotta make sure you don't have no radio and no internet shit on so that we cool for you, my nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Cause we just hit the loud and clear that time. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, I called it earlier, but you motherfuckers on Black Ball fucked it up. But, a lot of motherfuckers don't check these whack cats in the game. And I listen to a lot of mainstream shit just to hear it out and make fun of it. And no one else really calls shit. Is there anybody out there you can say is just absolute fucking trash? Like, this motherfucker needs to stop rapping and go mop some floors up or move to the mountains or something and just yell at the wind.
Hey, man, we fuck with you like a motherfucker, man. You know what I'm talking about? This your boy Country Black talking about that. You know what I'm talking about? All you got to do is, man, you know what I'm saying, be a little clever when you're talking and shit, man. You know what I'm talking about? And not take shit so offensive, man. You know what I'm talking about? If gangsters on the line, man, I know you want them, so you know what I'm saying? Let's stay gangster. You feel me?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, you there?
Yeah, I'm right. See,
okay.
I always care about hurting people's feelings, so, you know, if I say fuck to anybody, I say, hey, I'll call them by name and description, I'll point them out. And I enjoy just making people uncomfortable, man, and it is really good shit.
Where'd he go?
catch him
somebody who y'all went and did a show in their city, or they did a show in Memphis, and you remember a time you fucked with somebody, but just because of how time they went, everybody do their thing, you might not have seen, and you might see them on the Murder Master Music Show. Yeah. And that's all brought to you by prayers, man.
Man, I appreciate that, man. Here's some of the names we have, Crunchy, including yourself, you know, JT Money, K Reno, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Spice One, KLC, Beats by the Pound, MC Shan, DJ Ready Red, Mr. Mix, Cocaine, the real Rick Ross, not that fucking cop over there.
Yeah, the real Rick Ross. The real Rick Ross that did 20-plus years in prison.
I fuck with all them folks you name, man. And the real Rick Ross already got my number. He already know what it is. So, you know, much love to him, too. And we ain't talking about that cock-ass nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, you hear me? Yep,
that's
exactly.
But, hey, Crunchy, we got another guest about to come on, my brother C-Mob up out of Marion, Indiana. He's doing a lot of music with T-Rock right now. So we're going to bring him on. But before you go, man, give us the websites, the Twitter, all that, man.
Yeah, it's your boy Crunchy motherfucking Black. I don't let him know my Facebook page, Black Ass, you know what I'm saying? Donnell Black, you know what I'm saying? Once you go to Donnell Black, man, on Facebook, man, y'all will see the Twitter and everything. So check out the Facebook, Donnell Black 74. You see what I'm saying? And the 74 is for GD, you know what I'm saying, to the world.
I'm about to say the same.
Yeah, y'all already know what it is with me, man. It is what it is. I like to send a shout out to my homies, my new homies, you know what I'm saying, that I'm on the line with right now, my new family that I'm on the line with. I like to send a shout out to 702 Memphis Young Pimps in the motherfucking building, my daughter Lady Pooh, you know what I'm saying, Mika Marquis, Show Shot from Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, YP from L.A., the Young Pimps, Memphis Black,
If you see Ren, man, tell them Jay from Chicago, dog, from the Kingsgate, dog. They already gonna motherfucking know anyway. But if you see Ren or any of them niggas, little Mac Butterball, and all my little niggas over there, shit, they already know what it was, man. You know what I'm saying? And we don't keep fucking with you. As long as you on that real shit, we fuck with you, dog.
Yeah, you're welcome here anytime, man.
I ain't gonna see y'all Saturday, man.
What do you think about that, Mac J? He's gonna be on
KFYB. Hey, and look, and for the listeners right now, Chris, have you ever seen this video? Go to YouTube, just put Crunchy Black in. It's a video, it's a Crunchy Black talking shit one and talking shit two. It's two different ones. They probably like 8-9 minutes apiece. But if a motherfucker want to know what Memphis is and how the cats is, watch that shit, and he in my neighborhood. So I remember when they was recording the shit because it was hot as fuck outside, like maybe 100 degrees or something. So, but that's how motherfuckers is, and he always rep the town, man. He said he in Vegas now, and he repping the town, and I believe that shit.
Yeah, real talk.
Some of these motherfuckers
talk.
Come on here, and they, you know what I'm saying, you really don't know how it be because they might want to get back in the game, but the type of shit he was saying, I believe he's still the same way he is. You know what I'm saying?
Real shit. Oh, yeah, definitely. Let's bring on, this is my brother C-Mob. I first found out about this guy, I think when he dropped his first album, I was fortunate enough to review it up in the motherfucking Murder Dog. This guy is one of the coldest spitters. For those of you who've been listening to Murder Master Music Show, you heard the song Antidote, coming straight at you swaggots, you motherfucking fag hole panty wearing zebra type motherfuckers. That's what this shit
is. Hey, Prez,
is
this the same dude that one song I heard when he was talking about PT and shit? Is this the same dude?
This is the same motherfucker. You gotta shave your beard because you had that pussy on your chin, man.
Yeah. So you finna bring him on. That's even a better treat for me, man.
What's up, my brother?
What's happening?
Man.
Yeah, I like that song, man. That's one of my shits, man. I'll be playing it off of Facebook.
Yeah.
I'll be at work and I'll turn that shit on.
Man, that's that shit. You've been doing this shit for a long time now. I mean, this is like album, what, number six?
Yeah.
Man, what has been your response for the Antidote, man? Because I know, of course, you're gonna have the haters, these motherfucking swaggots. What has been your response from the people that really felt the song Antidote?
It's been more love than hate. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
it's like way at the ends of both, you know, it's way at both ends of the spectrum. The people who don't like it, they let me know that they hate the shit out of it, you know what I'm saying? But the people that like it, they love that shit. You know, they're like, it's about damn time somebody came out with a song like this. So, yeah, but it's more love than hate, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you definitely, you call out a lot of rappers in that song. You talk about Lil B. You talk about, obviously, you talk about Lil Wayne wearing his zebra tights. But you got some serious shit, you know what I'm saying, or at least some shit that, you know what I'm saying, you had to address about the issue with Pastor Troy. For the cats that haven't heard the song, man, because they're going to hear it here in a few, why don't you tell them exactly what the hell that's about with Pastor Troy?
Well, you know what I'm saying, like, when I was writing the song and shit, you know, I was like, you know, I got to write a song, you know, about how fucked up, you know, the rap game is nowadays and this and that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really wasn't, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't going to put Troy on blast in the track, but shit, when I got to the end of it, I was like, man, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? But I had paid Troy for a verse, you know what I'm saying? I hit him up, and he was like, you know what I'm saying, we was on the phone, he was like, oh, yeah, see, Mom, I'm going to hook you up, blah, 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 plus you fuck with T-Rock, you know what I'm saying, some of the old 3-6 members and shit like that. Oh, I'm going to hook you up, I got nothing but love for the underground, woo, 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 you know what I'm saying, and shit, like, you know what I'm saying, I sent his ass the money for the verse and shit, you know, and he was like, oh, yeah, you know, I had a verse back to you tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit the studio tonight. I'm going to knock it out. Woo, woo, woo. You know what I'm saying? I hit him up that night. Oh, man, I'm out here in these streets, man. I'll get it to you tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Hit him up.
Sucker shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Pay for services that you ain't got rendered.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? And we all got mutual people that we have fucked with and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, out of all the motherfuckers I worked with, you know, I ain't never had no shit like that happen. You know, Shauna, Bizarre from D12, the Dayton family, all the motherfuckers I don't work with, I ain't never had nobody do no bad business with me except Troy. But, you know what I'm saying, I talked to the motherfucker like 3 or 4 days, you know what I'm saying, after I shot him the money. Kept getting excuses, this and that, you know. Then after that, man, every time I hit him up, motherfucker wouldn't answer the phone. Text him. Motherfucker wouldn't text me back. Hit him up on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker wouldn't tweet me back. Facebook. Motherfucker wouldn't hit me back. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was beyond patient with dude. You know what I'm saying? I know shit comes up. Shit happens. You know, you might get locked up. You know, some shit might go down.
Just life in general and shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, shit happens. You know, I was patient as fuck with dude. You know what I'm saying? And I kept it real respectful with him, too. You know what I'm saying? I leave messages like, yo, Troy, you know, if something came up, you know, hit me back, you know what I'm saying? Just give me a time frame, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, you know, I understand shit happens, woo, woo, woo. No response. You know what I'm saying? I reached out to some of my people in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, that know him as well and shit. You know, I ain't going to name no names. But, you know, and then, you know, told them what was going on and shit. They tried getting a hold of him. Only thing I heard was one of my dudes got back with me, said Troy was locked up for child support. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I hit up Troy's phone. I was like, yo, I understand this shit happens to the best of us. Woo-woo. Sometimes we get behind. Hit me up when you get out. You know what I'm saying? And no response. Next thing I know, I see this motherfucker on Judge Alex.
Yeah, I seen that shit too, though.
Next thing I know, I see this motherfucker on Judge Alex. Oh, yeah. And before I even seen him on Judge Alex, you know what I'm saying, when I was trying to get other people to get a hold of him for me, you know what I'm saying, one of my dudes got back at me and was like, yo, real shit. You know what I'm saying? I heard it. You know what I'm saying? Troy been scamming motherfuckers down here out of money for shows and this and that. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, just to let you know, the word is that Troy does bad business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying, then I end up seeing him on Pastor Troy, or I end up seeing Pastor Troy on Judge Alex for that shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, fuck this shit. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying, you want to avoid phone calls and this and that, I mean, you're going to hear me eventually, and evidently you heard my world.
And you heard it right here. Introduce this motherfucker.
Yeah, and then yeah. And this shit tight though, cause see me, I'm a big Past Detroit fan. I like his shit. I don't like so much of the new shit, but Face Off, that era, you know what I'm saying? Like when motherfucker was going at P&M and shit, that shit was hard as fuck. I'd have loved to work with him, but when I seen him on that Judge Alex shit, I was already skeptical. And then Prez been playing your jam though, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, this shit go hard. So I think I might be friends with you on Facebook, but I didn't check the shit out, and that shit go hard, dog. So for the motherfuckers that ain't heard it, that's about to hear it, shit go hard, dog.
And six albums deep. Go and get that back catalog, man. Where could they get the back catalog at, C-Mop?
Shit, they can get it all on iTunes, you know what I'm saying, CD Baby, or, you know what I'm saying, just add me on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, look up C-Mop Facebook, and you can get a hold of me personally and order an autographed copy off me, you know what I'm saying.
And also, this song here is going to be on the Fuck the Illuminati re-release, rap's biggest compilation coming out in 2013 ever. You know what I'm saying? Fucking 80 tracks. This is going to be one of them. I thank you for that, my brother.
See, no problem, man. No problem.
Here we go right here. This is the antidote. Check this shit out.
Ever since I stepped in the game, you can tell I'm stressed in the brain. Now I'm on a mission to murder these lanes and leave them all left in the flames. I give them a chest for the pain, by the way that I'm checking these lanes. I cannot contain the anger that's flowing within me, a chest in my vein. My mind's wide and jaded, cause I'm high and faded. My eyes dilated, turn of the tide, I awaited. With rhymes I paraded, yes I am glad I hated. All of the rappers I hear on the radio, if they died, I'm elated. I come from a place where it's dark and the bling fades. When commercial rappers fall off, we just sing praise. Chop them with the sling blade, show my sickening ways. I am from the underground, that is why I seem crazed. Bitch in the fit, in the back of my mischievous shit. But there is a twist in it, because I've been gifted with fit. I'm putting my fist in the lip of whack rappers trying to act vain. Cause nowadays something's wrong with the rap game. Here's an introduction for the ones who are irrelevant. You never heard me cause my lyrics are somewhat intelligent. Fuck you swag rappers, yeah that's right, I'm talking hella shit. If I hurt your feelings, your emotions are too delicate. Faggot rappers on TV, it's time to change the channel, ho. Skinny jeans are getting sold, tight to showing camel toe. Y'all are not hard, y'all are sweeter than some cantaloupe. The rap game is getting too soft, I got the antidote. Midwest Titan, been blessed, Brighton. I said swag in the hook, interest heightens. I'm coming for your neck, my teeth are in flesh, biting. I am no sprite to mix with tin stress. Lycans, frightened is how I leave them. They wish they could kill me. Y'all might ride dirty, but I'm gooder and I'm filthy. I am on my A game, motherfucker, Lil B. The verdict for your homosexuality is guilty. Fag, all you skinny jean rappers claim it's swag. I'ma kill them all, fill them all, hit them all with them extra mags. Y'all got the rap game looking sickly while we be kissing, baby. I'ma go holler at Nick D. These cats are not rappers, just some gimmicks and some goofy hoes. Lost boys walking around in tights like they Rufio. Rapping with them booty flows, stay up out the studio. Put down the microphone and stick to playing Yu-Gi-Oh. Here's an introduction for the ones who are irrelevant. You never heard me cause my lyrics are somewhat intelligent. Fuck you swag rappers, yeah that's right, I'm talking hella shit. If I hurt your feelings, your emotions are too delicate. Faggot rappers on TV, it's time to change the channel, ho. Skinny jeans are getting sold, type to showing camel toe. Y'all are not hard, y'all are sweeter than some cantaloupe. The rap game is getting too soft, I got the antidote. I'm a have-not, and my family is rock solid. Fans pay attention, and they listen to us drop knowledge. All about my business, I stay on it, I do not stall it. Leave these wannabe rappers crying like they got college. Y'all are just a piece of trash, I'ma break your teeth in half. Y'all think it sound funnier than Wiz Khalifa's laugh. The game is being blinded, now it's time to see the light. I cannot respect a man who walks around in zebra tights. Now I got these rappers walking on a thin sheet of ice. When they fall through, cats with talent will be eaten right. I'm coming at you like a missile and it has deployed. Fuck a scamming ass rapper like that bitch Pastor Troy. We're rapping like you tough pussy, sick of love ballads. You exposed your bummy bitch ass on Judge Alex. You scared me too, and you took me for the fin. Yes, you grew that beard and try to hide the pussy on your chin. You're a coward, you can't even handle business like a man. So you steal from struggling artists for some riches in your hands.
But I ain't tripping, what goes around comes around. So shame on you for stealing from the underground, bitch.
Yeah, it's time to take the rap game back to how it used to be. Back to that same, back when it was about lyricism. You know what I'm saying? When motherfuckers had something to say. Fuck this bullshit that you hear on the radio all the time. All this bandwagon ass shit. One person gets famous off some bullshit and then everybody else tries to copy it. You know what I'm saying? Just a bunch of goofy ass looking clones and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's time to get back to that real shit. Welcome to the antidote.
Yeah, we got C-Mob out of the line. You know what I'm saying? But before we get back to C-Mob, I'm going to play this crunchy black song, Bang a Ho. So stick around. We'll be right back. Got a few more questions for C-Mob, then we're up out of this bitch. Episode 44 right here at the Murder Master Music Show.
I like to bang a ho, 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 bang, 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 bang. Need to grab a hold.
you to bang a hole, bang a hole.
That's the new track, Bang a Hole, by Crunchy Black. Man, he was in the building almost the whole show tonight, man. Much love, Crunchy. We're definitely going to have you on again. But I want to bring back on C-Mob. Yeah, you there, brother?
Yeah, man.
What was the first album you had dropped? Was it Let the Heavens Rain? Or?
It was In the Midst of Madness.
In the Midst of Madness. Okay. Which one got in the Murder Dog? It was the second one, wasn't it?
Yeah, When the Heavens Rain. Yep.
Yeah, man. Back then, your lyrics were already sharp as a fucking razor blade, but you've elevated, man. How do you keep taking it to the next level?
Man, I don't know. Shit. I'm just right, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get in that zone, you know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, a lot of my content is very personal, you know what I'm saying? And that kind of makes it a little bit easier, you know, because it just, you know, it's like therapy, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to say
shit tight,
out,
man. Your shit tight.
I want to say
real.
Shout out to our brother David, the editor at UGS Magazine. You plugged us with that, so I want to thank you, man, for you hooked us up with a real motherfucker right there. Appreciate that.
It's no problem, man. David, he was a longtime fan, you know what I'm saying, Rock Solid and, you know, T-Rock and E. You know what I'm saying, and shit like that, and he always showed love, so, you know what I'm saying, when I seen you was looking for an editor, you know, I remember seeing posts of him, you know, being in college and shit like that, so, you know, I figured I'd shoot him
yeah.
your way.
Well, some shouts out to David, though, for real.
Perfect editor, too, man. That dude is so in tune into the music. You couldn't have sent us a better person, because, you know, I wrote for other magazines where the editors, they weren't even into rap. They were just editing, you know, just to edit. This guy, man, he breathes this shit. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? He's actually going to be doing interviews for us too, man. So shout out to David, man. Much love, David, if you're listening right
yeah.
now. But man, this Antidote album, man, the whole thing's fire, top to bottom. Are you already working on something else?
Yeah, I'm working on an album right now with one of my dudes from my hometown, Marion. His name's
Where
Mike
you from?
Barlow.
Are you from Indiana?
Yeah, I'm from Marion, Indiana.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I'm working on like a collab album with one of my guys from the town. You know what I'm saying? We're about, I'd say, like 75% done with the recording. I'm trying to get it out next year, you know. So be on the lookout for that. But, yeah, man, just keeping it moving, keeping the ball rolling, whatever way I can. I mean, this shit ain't easy because, you know, I'm a motherfucking underground artist, like a real-ass underground artist. Like, I have a motherfucking job besides
yeah.
rapping. You know what I'm saying? I got kids, I got bills, shit like that. So, you know,
right.
I'm fighting for, you know what I'm saying, trying to find time to write and record and, you know, money for studio time and this and that because, you know, I do shit the right way. I don't record in my closet, you know what I'm saying? I go to the studio. I mean, this shit ain't easy.
Yeah, well, and that's why we got this show. This is a fucking outlet for guys like you who I feel you could kill any one of these fucks in the mainstream and you ain't getting no fucking love. You know what I'm saying? And there's so many like you. Even K. Reno, for example, motherfucker been doing it 25 years. Mainstream ain't shedding no lights on him. It takes a motherfucker like Zero to mention him in a video or some shit. You know what I'm saying? MTV ain't going to mention him. So,
right.
you know, this is the place right here for motherfuckers like you. And hopefully, at some point, you know what I'm saying, you get a chance to be able to go to, you know sold out fucking arenas and just tour across the country, man. And, you know, we hope to see that shit from guys like you in the future, man.
Right, because if you come to St. Louis with the shit that you got going right now, I'm definitely going to be there. I already know.
Right.
I'll be right at that motherfucker. Shit,
yeah, yeah.
That shit was hard. I've been asking, man, Prez, I asked you about that song too, remember? Because I told you I used to like Troy, man, you know what I'm saying? And I always felt like this nigga had fell off, and then when I seen him on the motherfucking Judge Alex, I'm like, what kind of motherfucker that was in your position go on some shit like this anyway? And he was duping some dude then. I think he even lost the case. He might even fucking lost the case when he was on that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, you, these folks paid you to come do a show, then all of a sudden you say you ain't going to come for, it was threats on your life and shit, but the, all you scream is, I wish a motherfucker would type shit. Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? And I salute motherfuckers that come and take, and ain't even taking shots. It's telling motherfuckers how they feel. Like, motherfuckers might say, oh, you just hating. That ain't no hating. He telling you what the business is. If you motherfuckers don't want to listen, then you lose out. And for the motherfuckers that do want to hear it, such as myself, then shit, I get to listen to somebody else that's on that real shit.
Yeah.
I wasn't familiar with none of your music.
Yeah, I definitely ain't hating on Troy, you know what I'm saying? The motherfucker getting dirty, you know what I'm saying? And it's fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I grew up listening to that motherfucker. You know, that's the whole reason I paid the motherfucker to get on the song, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, I mean, the way I look at it is like, you know, I put my life into this music, you know what I'm saying? All the money I make that doesn't go to my kids and my bills, you know what I'm saying? And shit like
go
that.
To your music,
you know,
shit, huh?
It goes in music. You know what I'm saying? That $500 I gave him for a verse, that could have been, you know what I'm saying, 5-10 pairs of fucking shoes for my kids. You know what I'm saying? You're not just stealing from a fucking artist. You're stealing from a motherfucking single father. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So fuck you. And that's how it is. You know? And I ain't got the money to fly down to motherfucking Atlanta and try to find his ass and miss this and that and miss time off work. You know what I'm saying? So... You know what I'm saying? I'm going
to
drop that shit. You know what I'm saying? On
charge
the
it to the game. You know what I'm saying? And then you roast his motherfucking ass like how real motherfuckers do, and you keep it pushing. And we salute you for that. At least I salute you for that shit. And I know all the UGS salute you for that shit because, shit, you doing what you say you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? And the music tight. Your shit tight, dog. You know? If it's tight, it's tight. They can't knock that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got the talent, man. You got the fucking talent. I saw that back then, you know, and here you are today, man. We're going to get you in that motherfucker where you belong, and, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of these other motherfuckers. And you know what? If we can't, then fuck it. We're going to create our own goddamn avenue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we got to do. We got to link up city to city, state to state, country to country, and we got to fucking boycott these fucks. Don't be going to all hiphop.com. Don't be going to fucking buying these fucking magazines and these stupid-ass fucking trends, wearing these fucking tights.
Yeah.
Leave that shit alone, man.
Yeah, as far as the mainstream, though, man, fuck the mainstream. We ain't going to never break into the mainstream. You know what I'm saying? There's too much. And the reason the underground, you know what I'm saying, artists will never break into the mainstream is because we're too fucking talented.
Yeah.
You know, what the mainstream
is,
what the mainstream is, you know what I'm saying, you find a motherfucker that makes a hit song, and then all the other labels go out and clone Gucci Mans and clone fucking Lil Wayne's and clone this and clone that, you know what I'm saying? If you bring some motherfuckers from the underground with real-ass talent, it's going to be hard for them to find clones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? And when they finally do bring somebody in for the underground, they find a way to make them broke or try to make them look stupid or try to act like he wasn't. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They end up trying to paint him like he's just out here doing this and he out here doing that. They find any imperfection, and then that's the new trend, how to get you about the shit.
We got to take that shit over. We got to take that shit back. It's just like the people in Palestine or anywhere else that's oppressed. You know what I'm saying? How much are you going to take before it fucking explodes? That's the question. And a lot of these OGs, man, they're going along with it because they want to stay relevant. It's like, how the hell are you staying relevant by selling out 20 years of you talking about some real street shit, and now you're switching it over, and you're on Nickelodeon fucking rapping for some NSYNC looking like motherfuckers. Get the fuck out of here.
Justin Bieber or some shit.
You know. But I respect you, Mob, for always... keeping this shit gutter and doing what you have to do, man, for real. If cats want to get at you, what's the best way to do it?
Shit, just hit me up. Hit me up on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? CMOB765, CMOB765. You know what I'm saying? Hit up my motherfucking music page on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Look up C-Mob on Facebook. You know, from there, get a hold of me on there. You can also, you know, get a hold of me on my personal page from my music page and shit like that. That's really the best way to get at me. Just hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, for real.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely. Do you get a lot of cats wanting to collab with you?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, and shit, after the antidote drop, man, shit, I had quite a few motherfuckers hit me up like, yo, Troy scammed me out of money too, this, and that, and half the motherfuckers ended up buying a verse off of me, so, I mean, technically, I made my money back from Troy scamming me. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you did, man, and that's good. That's a good thing that it came back around full circle where it's supposed to be, you know. And fuck that, man. I don't even know Pastor Troy. I only interviewed the dude one time, but man, if you're doing that kind of business, man, we don't even want to fuck with nobody like that. But it's all good. It's all good, man. I'm glad you're doing your thing. Any shout outs you want to give or anything like that?
Just shout out. Everybody out there that's listening to this, because if you're listening to this, then that means you're in tune to the underground. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be here if you weren't in tune with the underground and with real music. And, you know what I'm saying, as far as my fam goes, you know, shout out to the whole state of Indiana. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that support the underground movement. You know what I'm saying? My rock solid family, my have-not family. You know what I'm saying? T-Rock. Motherfucking shit, Lil Witness, Smoke, Lil Tech, motherfucking Sandman, everybody I fuck with, man, everybody I fuck with. Just, you know what I'm saying, research my music. If you don't know me, research my music, hit me up online, get my shit off iTunes, and, you know, you'll understand where I'm coming from, so.
Yeah. That's that shit, man. That's C-Mob right there for all the listeners, man.
Yeah,
check
support
his shit
brother,
up, man.
He's got a deep catalog. And like you said, you fucked with a lot of people in the industry. I know you do a lot of work with T-Rock out there. How's he doing, by the way?
He's doing good. Shit, that motherfucker drops music like all the time. This motherfucker is always dropping some music. And it's good shit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like, you know, motherfuckers, you just come out with garbage every couple months. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker drops good-ass music all the time. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know who T-Rock is, he used to be signed with, you know, 3-6's label Hypnotized Minds back in the day.
Yeah, he was one of them pillars of that shit. T-Rock was,
man,
he was hard on that shit, man.
Yeah, probably the coldest motherfucker they ever had on the label. You know what I'm saying? And he's still, you know, better than he was back then. So, you know what I'm saying? Definitely check T-Rock out, too.
Fred, you got to get him on, man.
Yeah, man. If you can make that happen, Mob, that'd be what's up right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Especially if he making new shit, because that's what it is. Everybody say they ain't got an outlet. Shit, Prez giving y'all this shit. He giving y'all, for all the listeners, he giving y'all. So if y'all
that's
know
love,
motherfuckers
man.
Out here still rocking and they on that real shit, hit him up, man. UGSforlife.com, he right there. He check this shit. He don't got nobody working for him. He do this shit. We out here grinding this shit. You know what I'm saying? Hit him up. Shit.
Yeah, real,
you might
real
hear
shit,
your
man.
Song. If you listening and you got a song, your song might be the next song. Shit.
Yeah. And we ain't out no payola over here, but at the same token, you got a fucking product you want to push, you got a fucking album you want to push, man, inbox me with that PayPal shit, man. I ain't going to break your bank because I know you're struggling just like we are, man, on some real shit. Like brother said, man, he's got a job. He's got kids to take care of. I got kids to take care of.
Yeah.
I got to keep this shit running. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We all got kids we got to take care of and bills we got to pay. So,
yeah.
You know, just show that love back in return, motherfuckers.
Right, and prayers for what you doing, man. If a motherfucker don't do that, then they don't value what the fuck they doing anyway. So for you motherfuckers that ain't on that, shit, keep it rolling anyway. Because what prayers got for you motherfuckers, man, ain't nobody doing this shit for y'all, man.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody
it,
doing it. Ain't nobody
it,
doing that shit.
You're part of it, Mac, for real. And I appreciate you co-hosting this episode with me. Shout out to Crunchy Black. Shout out to C-Mob. Shout out to my webmaster, Dome. Man, you got that shit on lock, man. We got a new webmaster, man. He's really putting this shit down. Shout out to Abu King, man. He's always calling in, man, with some good questions. God Killer 6, you need graphics, you get at that motherfucker, UGSforLife.com. Man, who else we got in this motherfucker? We got shots. Too many of y'all, man. If I forgot, little bro Matthew, CEO the Bad Black. Shit. I'm just going to stop, man. If it's all love, you know who it is. You know what it is. This is the Murder Master Music Show. Much love to everybody. Play a couple songs. We out this bitch. Take care.
Yeah.
Free my motherfucking brother, Gangsta Crow, all the way down in South
Yeah,
Palmer,
free
still.
Gangsta motherfucking Crow. It's UGS for life, bitch.
Yeah. Gangsta Crow. I don't know the zoo hackers. If they are cleaning now. Zeros ou gangsta, sabe? Isso aqui é o que importa ao rei da cultura gangsta. Easy, rest in peace. E a todos aqueles soldados que estão representando a cultura, não deixando o legado morrer. Só tenho uma coisa a dizer: se tu te quer, que homens, estamos juntos com os verdadeiros.
The motherfucking real.
Mestre, obrigado por ter me deixado o seu legado. Será honrado até o dia que eu for enterrado. A minha maior influência, eu mostro minha reverência. Me passou experiência na adolescência. Instinto de sobrevivência eu adquiri na rua. Sempre baseado em ideias que eram suas. Easy motherfucking peace, grande rei de se pedir. Seguia todo dia nessa caminhada sombria e nunca me deixou cair. Vocal inconfundível, ideia mais que incrível. Estranho e implacável, mais que vencível. Vou falar com a mais pura certeza. Meu motherfucking G, a grande realeza. Onde o supremo e pior que você já ouviu. Soldado frio, que no jogo nunca desistiu. Antes não conhecia, agora você sentiu. Ele foi
the
real, da
motherfucking
real.
They said real niggas was dead, but this nigga be alive. Motherfucking me, motherfucking God. They said real niggas was dead, but this nigga be alive.
Palavras, valeu por tudo isso, pela missão que você me deu. É foda manter o legado na rua, você me escolheu. Você morreu, mas sua música sobreviveu. Passará por décadas, como bebidas que estão em adegas, ou grandes livros que se encontram em bibliotecas. Não tem um fim, quando se é real assim. Derrame a bênção divina da rima sobre mim. Me dê inspiração para que não caia nesse mundão cheio de maldade, desonestidade e traição. Não será em vão. Se pegarem o microfone, não terá perdão. Quem blasfema contra teu nome, da hip hop dança, rei da cultura dança. Deixando para milhões de soldados essa herança. Não nos renderemos, o legado manteremos. Assim que viveremos, pra sempre assim seremos.
Se sempre o nigga was dead, but this nigga be alive. Motherfucking me, motherfucking God. Se sempre o nigga was dead, but this nigga be alive. Se sempre o nigga was dead, but this nigga be alive. Motherfucking me, motherfucking God. Se sempre o nigga was dead, but this
it real for that 9-5. For all you niggas out there that's true to the motherfucking gang. NWA's back in this bitch. And busta ass niggas don't even understand it. Yo, Yella. Kick that shit.
The motherfucking real. Real. Real.
Going out to the hardcore hip hop.
man. Free Gangsta Crow, man. The motherfucking real. That's exactly what he is, man. Keep your head up, little brother. Yeah, man, I just want to let you know, I heard the diss song. You know what I'm saying? Whether you say it's a diss or not, you're the one that left, bro. I ain't going to get into this with you again. Fuck it. It ain't even worth my time. Real motherfuckers know what the fuck happened and what transpired, and you know what happened and transpired. So, you know, just do your thing. But once you leave this organization, I want to make this shit clear. Don't be repping our shit. That's it. Once you say, you know what, I'm out, that's it. And another thing, don't say you come into our organization and try to give us structure. You didn't give us no motherfucking structure at all. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no ranking system. This ain't no goddamn forum where you can be the king and because you made the most posts, because you made this, because you made that. This is a fucking brotherhood. This is a network. This is where motherfuckers can link up and make some money and work together and have fun at doing it, and that's all it is. And if you had a problem with that, you should have never even joined the motherfucking movement, because you were in it long enough to make up your mind before you decided to dip and flip fucking, you know what I'm saying, some bipolar shit. So that's what it is. Fuck it. This is Underground Society, UGSforLife.com. And, yeah, the server did get switched, you know what I'm saying, because we got that shit in good hands, man. We know the motherfuckers we with ain't going to be flip-flopping. So eat a dick, UGSforLife.motherfucking.com. Check that shit out, UndergroundSocietyMagazine.com. And Furby, you need to quit dissing, Furby. I'm telling you this right now. You need to quit talking shit.